listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G, falling into a puddle and becoming one with it. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Hey, your buddy, Mike the Ghoul, gonna apparently go volunteer for human trials as well, because that's all the rage now.
We are discussing the new Clayface trailers that have come out. We have two of them at this point. We got the teaser trailer from a few months ago, and we got the full trailer that shows us more of what's going on in that movie and actually does give us some answers of things that I was kind of curious about. It looks kind of disturbing.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It looks like a DC horror movie. Yeah. I'm kind of excited for this.
I mean, I appreciate what the film is trying to go for. It's a Halloween movie from the looks of things. It is very much a body horror movie in line with not just like Darkman, but also like The Substance and like almost Cronenbergian in a way. It's very interesting in that regard. Dark as shit, certainly.
It definitely looks very Gotham-y feel from it, you know? Mm-hmm.
And I understand why people might be a little confused seeing this come out in the DC universe from DC Studios. Like, this is nowhere near tonally what we've gotten from not just Superman and Supergirl, but Peacemaker and Creature Commandos and the upcoming Lanterns. This is its own thing. But I don't necessarily think that's bad.
I don't either so far, you know? Like, I'm interested. I was in for it anyway because you're doing a movie about Clayface, a very obscure kind of villain almost, but an interesting story nonetheless. Like, if you can knock it out of the park and be good with it, it could be interesting.
He's gotten a lot more love lately. He showed up in Creature Commandos. Yeah. He was a main player in the Harley Quinn cartoon, a very different version of him, but yes. Right. So, like, I don't think he's as obscure as he used to be, but you're right. He doesn't have the same level as, like, Joker, Riddler, or Catwoman, for example. Yeah.
He's up there in that upper tier of Batman villains, but he's not like that, I don't know, for lack of a better way, Mount Rushmore of Batman.
Yeah,
villains,
no. You know? Yeah, he's on the mountain, but he's certainly no Condiment King.
Exactly. Yeah. That's pretty good. That's
the movie I'm waiting for. 2029, Condiment King. Come on. Yeah, no, I like what it's doing. And I know that what its development was kind of spur of the moment. Clayface wasn't on the initial announcement for the slate of DC movies that we were going to get, but James Gunn was approached by Mike Flanagan with a completed script. And the whole thing Gunn has said is movies get made when the scripts are ready, and when they have a complete script that's just handed to them on spec, James Gunn thought it was good and put it into production. So it creates a different tone and a new idea. But also, as a smart investment, they only spent $40 million on it. So however much it makes, it's probably going to make that money back.
Probably, right? Like, I think this could make $200-300 million and be very successful. It could maybe potentially do better if it is any kind of good. So
it could make Supergirl money at $160 million and still be perfectly fine. Like, this is exactly what people are saying they want. They want cheap little movies that they can just get into and they don't feel like they're giant CGI'd spectacles. They're still decent CGI in this movie, but you can tell that they were very controlled about it.
Right. Yeah. And it looks pretty striking, too. Mm-hmm. Like, the CGI in the second trailer was pretty good looking and creepy. And just like,
it was.
I'm interested for the journey for this character, you know, to see how it goes.
Yeah, from actor who looks like he gets marred by the mob for, I'm assuming, some unpaid debt or something.
Probably something along those
lines. And then goes to a untested human trial for a drug that's supposed to help him, like, cure his scars, but then turns him into a walking clay man of evil. Functionally. So I am interested to see how that builds and makes them. It's a villain movie, hopefully a better one than, say, Morbius, for example, but a villain movie. You know, we bitched a lot about the Spider-Man movies without Spider-Man. This is a Batman movie without Batman. But maybe that works.
Maybe. It makes me think of Universal when they tried to do that Dark Universe boot, like, way back in the day, and, like, it just flopped on its face before it even got started. Like, if DC kicks off, like, a line of movies like this that are, like, you know, villain-based and villain stories, it could be very interesting. And you pick the character that I think is, like I said, obscure enough to get people's attention, but also, like, mainstream enough now and interesting enough where, like, people know who that character is.
Yeah.
So, and it looks like a compelling story at that. So, like, I'm kind of down.
Yeah, you definitely want it to do well, and its small budget's going to hopefully help that. But I do fear that it is going to be considered a Morbius in certain respects, a villain movie without the hero, and people aren't going to understand what they're going in for. So, although what I overheard at the theater also gives me pause. I went to see The Odyssey because that was what we reviewed last time. And in the theater, when the teaser trailer came up for Clayface. Afterwards, the older lady that was sitting nearby me leaned over to her husband and said, "Is that another Marvel?" And he goes, "Looks like." And they both seem completely uninterested, which, okay, in fairness, right, it's a horror movie that old people weren't gonna be interested in anyway. Yeah, like,
not the target audience.
Not the target audience. This is the people that went and saw Obsession and Backrooms are more the target audience, and I think this movie's coming out at a perfect time to try and get in on that. But, like, at the same time, though, superhero movies have become synonymous with Marvel, and Marvel has really squandered their brand, and the superhero brand in general. Is a movie like Clayface going to get dinged because people think it's quote-unquote just another Marvel?
Maybe. I mean, I guess we'll see. That's an interesting question. Like, you know, it's brand is important. And, you know, DC, we've discussed this. We think that they've done a better job in, than in the superhero villain kind of genre over the last, say, 5 to 8 years, I think. So to still just like, oh, is that another Marvel? Like, that almost kind of hurts a little bit. Like, damn.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you had the DC Extended Universe from the built from the Snyder's ground up, and that was trash. It fell apart so hard. And then despite a couple decent movies like Wonder Woman and Blue Beetle in there, it never caught on with audiences the way it should have to be a Marvel competitor. But on TV and with other things going on, DC has done better, and Superman was a big hit. People liked that. The failure of Supergirl gives me some concerns.
Yeah.
But again, it's a $40 million movie. How bad does Clayface have to do to not make its money back, you know?
It's a great point, right? Like, we've talked about this. Like, studios throwing too much money at shit that just doesn't need it. You know, get back into that good pocket of, like, 80 to, like, 100 million, somewhere in there. So if you can make a decent movie in this genre for 40 million, like, that hopefully changes some of the calculus of the way they go about making these, and we get some better products.
Yeah, like, Evil Dead Burn has been out a couple weeks right now. It's made $52 million currently. It'll probably make more from licensing and everything. I think if Clayface could get, like, obviously it needs to make a little more than that. That's Evil Dead Burn's done 2.5 times its budget, which is perfect Hollywood math right there already, and it's still playing. Clayface is going to need to make, like, 100.
I think
with a good push, I think it could probably make 100 million. It's horror during Halloween, and the DC fans that aren't Snyder fans will probably come out for it. I think it has a chance of at least making its money back and, like, being a nice little feather in the cap. It's not going to be a $300 million movie, probably, although maybe it catches on. Maybe it gets the same people that went and saw Obsession in Backrooms and actually, like, gets, like, audiences and seats. I hope for that, because I want good horror to succeed. Mm-hmm. We'll see. My hesitancy is there, but I'm cautiously hopeful.
It's giving me, like you said, some cautious optimism about what we could be getting here. It's in a nice zone. It's coming out at the right time of year for this kind of a movie. It's going to scratch an itch, I think, that some people definitely want.
Yeah.
If this can make, you know, that 100 to 130 million, I think that would be enormous. And maybe start turning the page on these $300-$400 blockbuster movies that we're just tired of seeing because they suck.
Yeah. If this can do well, we can get some other small villain movies. We can get a little Poison Ivy film. A body horror Poison Ivy film would be brilliant. Ooh. Like a serial killer film with, I don't know, Hush or Calendar Man. That would be interesting. And then, of course, you know, Condiment King.
Yes.
2029. Come on, guys. Let's get a Condiment King movie.
It's coming.
No, so anyway, I'm so cautiously hopeful for Clayface, and I think DC has done the right thing to take a script that was done, invest in it, throw a small amount of money at it, and see if it sticks. This is, $40 million is pocket change for Warner Brothers. If it doesn't manage to be super successful, no one within the studio is going to ding James Gunn for it. They took a chance, it was a calculated risk, and I appreciate that. If it does make money, then hey, the DC train keeps on a rolling, and we'll see more of these kinds of films.
Yeah, I think this could be a recovery for them for the failure, through no fault of its own, but the failure of Supergirl. You know, I still think that we both feel that was a decent movie.
That was a decent movie that deserved better.
It deserved better, So, like, if this can double its money, or even triple, I mean, that could definitely give DC a little bit more leeway to start doing some of these more creative things, and maybe people can start appreciating it more.
Absolutely. This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, spraying ketchup and mustard all over, because Condiment King will save the day. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul here. I'm gonna go get some mayonnaise, lettuce, tomato, make a little BLT sandwich time.
Delicious. Condiment King is there to dress up your Whopper.
Yes, yes.
We will see you all next time.
All right, Chicken McNugget.